This is Daim Shabazz. We're in Port of Spain, Trinidad. We're at the Queen's Park Oval, and we have just completed the Caribbean Chess Carnival. Ganesh Sajik won 7 out of 9. It was a very good tournament, very good conditions, and a record 147 players from 10 countries. I have with me International Master Kevin Denny of Barbados, and he finished with how?
Fourth, with 6 points.
Okay, fourth place with 6 points. How did you enjoy the tournament overall?
I enjoyed it. This is my third time, and I always have fun in Trinidad. The first time I played, I tied for first, and I'm trying to recapture that form. No, but it hasn't happened yet.
Have you been playing much in Barbados and elsewhere?
No, that's a problem. As an amateur player, it's difficult. I'm a banker, and I only play in holidays and maybe the national championships in Barbados. And it's hard to find players of my level in the immediate region. I would need to travel, and it's difficult. So it's difficult to keep my level up. But it's always in the internet, ACC and player chess, but I find it's not the same as a real environment. That 2D environment is not the same thing as the 3D environment. I prefer playing with people I can see and interact with, like, you know, a personal level rather than just this computer screen all the time.
Right. I mean, that's one of the drawbacks, but also the other side of it is you get to meet so many different players around the world. Are you going to be playing in the Olympiad this year?
Yes, I hope to. I was hoping that it wasn't so far away in Siberia, and I was hoping that it wasn't going to be such a cold climate, but we don't get to choose these things, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Hoping to get some prep in before I go and see if I can, raise my rating a little more.
Now, there's a tournament, I believe there's a tournament in Barbados, and is that next week or the week after? The Sagicor, when is that being held?
Yeah, that's going to be held in about a week's time. Yeah, that's a junior event.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a junior event. We have some juniors coming through.
Who are some of your top juniors coming through?
Well, it was Martin Castillo, but Martin is, I think his last year, the juniors was last year. So I'm trying to think who else we have.
Did you have anybody here? Any Barbadian juniors here?
No, but we had one, but I can't remember his name. He's a new guy to me, but I think he did well. He received the prize, but I can't remember his name.
Okay.
But our contingent this year was a lot smaller than last year. Last year we had about 10 juniors, along with myself and some other senior players. But this time, I guess with the economic situation, the global economic situation, what it was, and the airfares are ridiculously high from Barbados to Trinidad, considering that it's just a half an hour. Yeah, this is a 30-minute flight, and it's like $420, which is ridiculous for a 30-minute flight. So
in terms of the tournaments, you haven't been playing regularly. You will hopefully play in the Olympiad. Do you have any tournaments in sight that you may play in?
Well, there's a national championship coming up in Barbados. That's just before we go. And there's a tournament in Trinidad here in a week's time. So I may play in that depending on whether I can get the funding for it. And the problem I have is that I usually find I have to play myself into form rather than preparing before I find myself doing it during a tournament, which is really not ideal. It's better to do it going in. It's hard when you're working to find the time to do it before, because I usually play chess in my holidays, and when I'm working, it's even harder to study chess because I'm working so late. So it's a challenge, but I mean, chess is a challenge, so you have to rise to the challenge. So
what do you see in terms of the prospects of chess in the Caribbean? You have, of course, the English-speaking Caribbean, French, Dutch-speaking, who are all trying to improve in terms of offering tournaments. You have Bermuda Open, the Curacao Tournament.
Heroes Day
Tournament. Jamaica had one, and, of course, you have this tournament.
Yeah.
What do you think of the prospects for chess in the Caribbean?
I think they're looking up. I think now it's a pretty good circuit, and yeah, if it continues like that, in a few years I think we'll have some more IMs and possibly a Grandmaster prospect. Martin Castillo, I think, is a very good prospect for the future. I mean, he's hungry, he does a lot of work, and he's improving rapidly. And I think he has chances to get the Grandmaster title if he continues. I mean, he's young enough to do it. And then there's Justin Blackmon, who's also very talented as well. He's going to university in the United States this year. I think he's already left to go there, but I believe he'll continue playing, and I think those guys have a bright future. As for myself, I'm still trying to get one Grandmaster norm, and when that happens, I'll take it from there. I haven't given up yet. Then there's Corbin. Well, Philip, he just likes to attack. He just enjoys. He just has fun. He just likes to attack. Once he's attacking, he's happy. I don't think he worries about the result too much. And Terry just got his IM title, and he's in good form. He also finished fourth in this tournament, and he had a good game with Sigalchik, the Grandmaster that won, but he lost out in the end, but it was an interesting game. So there's a lot of talent in the Caribbean. It's just a matter of getting sponsorship to travel abroad and meet a wider range of playing styles and players and whatnot. Yeah.
Well, I hate to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask you about the pending election, the FIDE election coming up. Of course, you have Anatoly Karpov, who's running against Kirsten Ilyumjinov. Do you have any views on that, or any general opinions about what this election means for chess in general?
Well, usually with politicians, they promise the world and never deliver. But honestly, I think a change would be good. I think no one should be there for too long because they get complacent and they start to take things for granted. Also, if there's a president that would do more for chess in the West, I mean, bring the game to the West. There's more money in the West. There's a lot of interest among players in the West, but there seems to be a problem with corporate sponsorship. And I don't know why that is. I mean, there was Bobby Fischer. There's Nakamura in the States. He's really talented. Probably, I would probably say, is equal to Fischer in ability. And I can't understand why the West doesn't take more of an interest. So if there's a FIDE president that can try to promote chess in the West seriously and hold big tournaments like the Olympics in somewhere in the West, like the United States or Canada or something like that, then I'll back that person.
What about what this would mean for the Caribbean?
It'd be wonderful because we use a tropical climate. Not only that, it means we wouldn't have to look for so much money to travel, and you get more exposure here because it'd be covered more in the local media and regional media and the usual networks. You'll get more coverage on well, networks that like NBC and Fox and those kind of things, that people will see it more. But there's a stigma attached to chess that has been from time immemorial as being nerdy, and all the connections are negative. Most of the connections are negative that you see in movies. The references are always some kind of strange reference, and the reality is far different. I mean, and people need to see that. Like wherever I go, people ask, okay, so chess at the Olympics, do you all have tournaments? And,
right.
You know, I mean, there's such a lack of knowledge. You take it for granted. You can't believe the lack of knowledge. I mean, we play every day. We assume that these things are just well known, but there's so much in chess that's unknown. So it really needs to be popularized more in the West, I think.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because you see a lot of magazines and a lot of commercials. They always use chess as a metaphor to show acute thinking, decision making, and yet it still has trouble finding sponsorships. Is there anything you want to leave with the Chess Drum audience? I know there's several articles on the Chess Drum. I believe you've won the Barbados Championship, or I don't know, 11 or 12 times.
14 times
now.
14 times,
okay.
Yeah,
so you have actually a lot of fans. You may not realize it, but you have fans out there. Is there anything you want to say to the Chess Drum audience?
Just be persistent. If you like to play and you haven't played for a while, or you're retired, it's never too late to come back. I mean, don't let the fear of losing or losing to some young upstart or some of that stop you from returning to chess and enjoying it. Just play, enjoy it. I mean, it's a gift from God. Chess is a gift from God. It's just a fantastic game. I mean, you never cease to learn something when you're playing. No matter how strong you get, no matter how good you think you are, chess humbles you. There's always something that you knew to keep you inspired. So don't let losing deter you from it. Just be persistent.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we'll close. And thank you for the interview. And hopefully we'll be writing more articles about you on the Chestra.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope I do stuff that merits that attention on the Chestra.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Dan.
Thanks again, and have a safe trip back to Barbados.
Okay, right. You too. Have a safe trip back to the States.
Thanks. This is Daeem Shabazz and Chestra, and we're signing off.